This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're going to be talking less open treason with China trying to bring down the U.S. Trump's recovery on the other side. But first, ladies and gentlemen, a very important report, a Biden-Trump debate preview.
We patiently await the Democrats to narrow down their field of presidential hopefuls. We can analyze the differences between the Democrats' leading candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, who maintains a double-digit lead over the rest of the Democratic field, and our current president, Donald J. Trump. They both made recent speeches in the key Granite State of New Hampshire, which is always the first to vote in the primaries.
I saw some fake polls put out by the fake news media. Said that I'm tied with three of the other candidates, the Democrats. I'm tied in New Hampshire. I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
Consider it a preview of what's to come if Joe Biden manages not to grope anyone or gaff himself into oblivion and makes it to the 2020 presidential debate stage.
You know, I love you too, and I love this town. The danger might come back so often, I may not leave. This is God's country, man. What a beautiful town.
We're actually here today to officially launch our campaign to win the great state of New Hampshire in 2020.
The first detail is blatantly obvious. Crowd size. We know Biden's crowd is small, regardless of the illusion of television. But Trump's crowd? Well, even a five-year-old or possibly even CNN could see the massive difference.
The president is returning to an old favorite obsession, the size of the crowds at his rallies.
I think they said 17,000 people outside that couldn't get in. The fire marshals closed it at a certain level. The arena announced, I don't know the people at the arena, that I broke Elton John's record.
The thing is, pretty much everybody reported that the president had a big crowd in New Hampshire, though there was a viral tweet that showed some empty seats. And we know how seriously the president takes his Twitter, so maybe that had something to do with it. But CNN confirmed today that President Trump broke the attendance record at his rally last week, even beating Elton John.
Secondly, rhetoric. Biden is somewhere between a moderate broken record and an undecided liberal socialist Democrat.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, it's unique in history. No nation, no tyrant can take us down. Only America can rip itself apart.
And Biden apparently has no idea that the more he exaggerates the truth of what was spoken by a sitting president, the more he angers anyone with half a brain that knows which way the wind blows.
You know, can you think of any president who, when you saw what happened in Charlottesville, said they're good people on both sides?
And third, Biden's foreign policy is backwards. Claiming that he would stand up to China is laughable in the face of Hunter Biden's billion-dollar pay-to-play deal known as Bohai Harvest, which has still managed to avoid the scrutiny it deserves, while Trump is waging a trade war with a communist country that has dug its claws deep into the heart of America for decades.
And as part of my trade deal with China, it's been very important. And President Xi said he's going to do it. So far, he has not done it. But I said, you have to stop sending us fentanyl. Have to. And you have to criminalize in China the making of fentanyl. And so far, he has not come through, but I think he will.
And of course, with Biden, the gaffes never stop. This time around, he thought he was in Vermont rather than New Hampshire, according to an exchange he had with a reporter. Anyone interested in the future of this country can plainly see that Trump is going to tear into Biden like Mike Tyson in his prime. President Trump is only getting started, and a lot of Americans want to see what is around the corner. But Joe Biden is as stale as day-old bread. John Bound reporting.
That's right. Trump's brain is stuck on winning. Biden is emblematic of the rotting emphasis. It is the traitors that have sold us out. Our surrender is over. The surrender is over. The spirit of liberty is loose. It is rising. Nothing will stand in its way.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the Democratic Party is openly siding with China. The Washington Post, New York Times have headlines like this: Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. Chinese government puts out those exact same statements. Oh, Americans, we need you to bring down Trump. We're going to save you. We're your friends, yes. That's why it's a death penalty if you're found with fentanyl in China. They allow its mass production and illegal shipping to the U.S. There's a massive bust every day of it, tons of it, being shipped in. Hundreds of thousands of Chinese Chi-Com gun parts illegally being shipped into the U.S. That's gun control I support, because it's a communist regime circumventing our laws and shipping weapons to the gangs they control. I first learned about that back in 1997, back when the LA Times was still somewhat of a reputable newspaper. But right now, let's go to your calls. What do you make of the treason? How brazen, how naked, how insane the open rooting by the left now as Xi is seen as this bulwark against Trump. I mean, I knew 2.5 years ago at Davos, they bragged that Xi would stop Trump. Him and Juncker made statements like that about how, oh, we'll crush America in a trade war. Ho, 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 ho. We're actually winning right now. And you can hear the screams and the puling and the, no, Trump will get you and the American people. You'll never stop us. It was our time to rule. Hillary, totally on their payroll. They're the ones that hate America. And they tell us, oh, Trump's a Russian. He's an outsider. That's why he's trying to save the country. These people are sick. But coming up after calls, Caitlin Bennett joins us. She's mad at Trump about red flag laws. I was mad, too, but I was told, and it was true, that he was rope-a-doping them to get them to ask for total gun confiscation, and they get nothing. You'll get nothing and like it, Judge Smales tells Spalding. Well, it's the same thing. I still don't like playing that game, but that's what Trump's doing, is jerking their chain. I agree he shouldn't even do that. He should attack Big Pharma and the mass murder pills. He's already pissed at drugs, period. It killed his brother, alcohol. He lives a teetotaler. And you get him on the Prozac route of those hundreds of type drugs, and he learns what those are doing, they're done. They'll shut up about guns all day, because 99% of crazy shooters are on those. But instead of bitching about Trump and red flag laws, he was never going to do it, folks, from my intel. Go after him and say, go after the mass murder suicide pills, like I told Piers Morgan. Okay, we're going to go to George. We're going to go to Duke. We're going to go to John. We're going to go to everybody. Well, you're on the air, George. Thanks for holding from New Mexico, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, absolutely. China is definitely the biggest threat, you know, to our Constitution, our sovereignty, and the tentacles that they planted in so deep into our society is just insidious. But, you know, let's face it. I mean, President Trump is by far the greatest president that we've ever got to experience in our modern day time. We know that for a fact, and thank God for him, because of him, he's been able to kind of basically, you know, halt the complete takeover of the globalist agenda. And we're grateful for that.
And isn't it incredible that we're actually living and seeing it, and then more people aren't more thankful on the right that at least, and look, let's keep him honest. Let's stay on his ass. Light fires under his butt. But let's at least thank God that we've come this far. Let's appreciate something.
Well, the swamp runs deep, man, you know, and it's infiltrated both sides, and we're in a great battle right now. But the truth is, you know, Trump has been able to kind of keep us alive. You know, my biggest fear, Alex, though, is what's going to happen when Trump is not around, because we know Trump's going to win in a landslide. He's waking up a lot of people, and a lot of things are happening because of him. But my biggest fear, Alex, is what's going to happen when we don't have, you know, our commander in chief, you know, and what's going to happen after Trump comes in. That's my biggest fear. You know?
I totally agree with you. That's my biggest concern. And we better start making preparations for them to steal 2020, because he knows they're fake polls. He's done internal polling. We've done it as well. They add 15 points more Democrats on the average poll. So that's how they cook it day one. They also only target people via email and phone call, but they already know are Democrats a certain skew. That's how they do it again. I mean, remember CNN was having polls where Hillary wins by 68%. New York Times, 98% chance Hillary wins. Scientific algorithm. That means they pull it out of their globalist rear end, you know, when the Chinese government isn't in there. But in between breaks of, you know, them raping the country, they engage in that activity. And so we should have a whole show where we open the phones up and ask the question, what do we do when Trump's gone? Because that's a great point. Joel Scalzo has made that. If we don't basically finish the Democratic Party like they're trying to finish us, the pro-Americans, the populists, they're going to eradicate everything. I just played it last hour. That's their battle cry. Eradication, shut it down, end the free country. And so these are globalists working with outside powers. We've got to try them. They've got to get arrested. They're the ones working for foreign powers. They're the ones saying they want to kill us. They want to arrest us. They want to bully us. Well, we have to stop playing games politically and really call them out for what they are. And that's happening. Right now they're losing. I believe if we can keep America awake and realizing how serious the fight is and not going to sleep because Trump's there, we will win. If we don't, we're screwed. Thank you for the call. Great point, sir. Let's go ahead and take another call. It was an excellent point he made. Duke in Maine. You're on the air, Duke.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to make this point that I haven't heard anybody talk about. I heard you talk about it back in 2012 about how Obama allowed Chinese generals to tour our military bases, and I have not heard anybody talk about that since you. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, and I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you, sir.
Well, I remember it was even in the defense publications. It didn't make a lot on the national news, but they did detailed tours, and they even had exchange programs with communist Chinese in secure areas. And we know that it was Obama that gave them the operations manuals. It was Obama that gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack, 21 million names. I mean, basically, Obama totally sold us out to China because, again, they're all invested in China, and China's supposed to take over in this century. And so I do remember that. That would be well worth revisiting. Remember back in 1996, 97, Bill Clinton had Chinese generals in the White House more than 30 times with briefcases, big square briefcases, the big ones, like you carry a typewriter in, full of $100 bills. And that was confirmed. They went, oh, executive privilege. He can take money from foreign powers. If Trump had Russians in the White House giving him suitcases of cash, I'd say try his ass for treason and hang him up by his toenails. But that didn't happen. It was, again, Herr Clinton. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding, sir. Really excellent questions. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk to Daniel in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air, Daniel.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Alex. How are you doing there?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Good. Honored to be talking with you. I've been waking up people for years, and I was just wondering how you feel about the courage of the people in Hong Kong. They are just, there's old, young, it's amazing, and that's what we should be doing in our streets.
Well, I agree. You know, Antifa goes out and beats up prayer vigils and veterans events, a bunch of meth head, Democratic Party operatives. In fact, I haven't even gotten to that. It's an Infowars.com and Newswars.com Paul Joseph Watson article. Martial law considered in Hong Kong to crush pro-democracy protest. could lead to total destruction of Hong Kong capitalist system. Again, why do I support it? Mao took over China as a dictator. The State Department backed it. Our military didn't. A bunch of our own operatives got killed by Mao's people, like John Birch. 70 years ago, these folks' grandparents and parents ran there. They're now there. They're secretly arresting people. China has a client government in now in Hong Kong. They built a bridge to invade, the biggest in the world. And they're saying that they're already disappearing people. They're trying to pass a law to disappear people. And now they're saying they're getting ready to declare martial law. So they're waving American flags. They're taking over government buildings peacefully. And now they're threatening martial law. A lot of experts have said, and I agree with them, that the Communist Party of China is not going to be able to survive a new giant Tiananmen Square. The country's a powder keg. What do you think?
It's amazing what's going on over there. I just can't believe it. I think they're secretly or watching what Trump is doing over here. And I'm glad we finally have somebody in the office that has some big brass balls.
And shows an example around the world. I want you to finish up, Daniel, with that point. We'll come back to more calls. Stay there, Daniel.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jones Show. Websites that they hope you don't share are NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. So whatever you do, don't tell people on your text messages or on your email or by word of mouth, hey, InfoWars.com is demonized because it's exposing that traitors in our government and corporations merged with the Chinese communists and it basically defeated this country till America woke up and elected Trump. Whatever you do, don't visit InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Whatever you do, don't share the videos and the articles. To submit to Hillary and the globalists. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. I got a lot of other news I want to hit. We're continuing with your phone calls right now on the treason of China. That is the treason of people working with China in our government, in our corporations, in our media, and openly coming out in the Washington Post, CNN, you name it, saying, Xi's good, Trump's bad. Thank God Xi's standing up to that monster Trump. When all they have is these internal tariffs and systems against us, and are absolutely shellacking us up one side and down the other. So going back to Daniel, I've even seen some right-wing or fake libertarian pushback in the comments on InfoWars. Oh, you know, you've got all your reporters over there supporting a war, supporting strife in Hong Kong. No, that's where the free people in China ran after we saved them from the Japanese in World War II. And now the communists came in and chased them into there. And they have a right to want to be independent and not under an unelected system that secretly arrests people and kills them. I mean, I can't help but support them. That's a real independence movement. That's not like funding the Arab Spring and overthrowing governments that are, you know, leaving Christians alone and putting ISIS in. I did not support those regime changes. So to me, it's a no-brainer. And yeah, the Brexit's a great example. Putin's a great example of nationalism against the globalists. Trump's the biggest example. Now you've got the president down in Brazil. It's incredible what's happening. It's an amazing time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and we're all part of it. But we're seeing the globalists try to bully us back into submission. Some other points you wanted to add about Trump being a great example, Daniel. Why do you support the folks? They don't want independence. They just want to not be secretly arrested, not have face scanning cameras, and not have a Chinese communist social score where if they don't support the party, they suddenly can't get on a train or an airplane. I mean, we better be doing what the folks in Hong Kong are doing right now because the same system's coming in here.
Yeah, they just want to live a peaceful life with love in it. You know, I've got a couple things to say here. The bravado of Trump is freaking awesome. Just, I know he's tithing everything out, but bring on the frickin' storm, Trump, you know. And all the Dems, they're just sharding in their pants right now. They are just infuriated that Trump is there, and he's not playing that old game anymore. It's just incredible. You know, I cheer up listening to Trump and what he's saying sometimes.
Oh, he's definitely, look, they've been trying to demoralize us. Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, this is a demoralization tactic of a foreign military. We are under foreign globalist attack. That's what it is, cut and dry. That's what they're saying. You shouldn't even have a nation. We shouldn't have borders. Why, Trump's saying we should love our countries, white supremacist. This is literal foreign military garbage. Thank you for the call. And it just outrages me that more Democrats don't wake up and say no to this. But see, once they get them hating Trump, they will then hate everything. Once they take that poison pill, it's like putting a cyanide tablet in a big chunk of beef and giving it to a dog. The dog's going to slurp it down and die. And once the Democrats decide to believe whatever they're told by the media, they actually believe we're Russian agents. They actually believe that Trump's a Nazi. And they're siding with the Chi-Coms. I mean, that's mind control. All right, who's been holding longest now? That would be John in Georgia. John, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? It's an honor to be on here with you.
Honor to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, just want to tell you that I have been the suspect of bomber number two in Oklahoma building. I can talk to you about that another day, too, as well. But I want to also share an experience I had.
Do me a favor. Your phone's breaking up a little. Just talk right in the receiver.
Okay. I'd gotten Lyme disease from a tick. I took the colloidal silver. I doubled up on the doses. And totally cleared up the Lyme disease. I wanted to share that with
you. Wow, that's incredible, because antibiotics can hardly knock it out.
Well, I took the antibiotics for a long time, and the pain went from my knees all the way into my back and elbows, but the colloidal silver completely wiped it out. I hadn't had an episode since.
Well, that's beautiful, brother.
My question to you is, you know, we know that the Chi-Coms are in every facet of our society. They're in the media, they're in our telecommunications, they're in the government. Was Nancy Pelosi had her driver?
It was Dianne Feinstein, but they all, as part of getting the Chi-Com money through U.S. companies, you put an agent in your office, and that's why Obama literally gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack. I mean, so you're absolutely right.
So knowing that they're in all these areas and facets, how can we even hope to think that we can fight the Chinese off the continent if we can't even take care of it in the continent?
Well, that's why getting Trump in as a beachhead, he's literally like a king, a lion surrounded by hyenas. And so he's able, with the executive power under the Constitution, to give those orders. And that's why they're so upset and fighting him so hard, is because a lot of their people are still staying behind. Now, as the Chi-Com money gets cut off, they're starting to panic even more, trying to get the Chi-Coms back in power. And it's not just the Chi-Coms. It's the globalists that parlayed U.S. power to the Chi-Coms and then basically collapsed a lot of our power in the last few years of Obama. And then since they saw Trump got in, they tried to even finish that, but it hasn't worked. So we've really grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat on this, but we're not out of the woods yet. But you're right. It is. Listen, George Washington, I'm not saying do this, but George Washington, when he was president, they would just go arrest these people, and then they would have trials, and you know what they would do. But foreign agents would also just be grabbed and would be given trials, and then they'd be executed. And that's really what you do. I mean, in China or anywhere else, they've caught U.S. spies, and they executed them with the Office of Personnel Management hack. Obama said, listen, I'm really for you. I really hate America. Here's all of our agents worldwide. Here's all of their Social Security numbers. Here's all the government employees' numbers. Here's the keys to everything. And they gave China that. And then Google and Apple moved there, gave them all the code keys to all your devices. And China basically is now interfaced with YouTube and Google, not just Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're the ones in your accounts. I mean, this is all admitted. So, yeah, Trump really needs to just declare a national emergency and seize control of the telecommunications, because the Chinese have already seized it with the globalists. And so only a response like that will fix it. And that's why they're so scared that any minute he might actually make the default proper move. Now, I respect the president. If he thinks he can remove this face sucker by cutting the money off of the Chi-Coms and making them negotiate and stop their attempted takeover, that's probably better. The problem is, they haven't showed any inclination of stopping. They have a real disrespect for us, that they were able to buy off most of the public universities, that they were able to get the Washington Post to say, side with China against Trump. They have a real disrespect for us and see us as weak and decadent. And a large part of us are. A large part of us aren't. And so they've really misread America like Hitler and the Japanese and others did before. Great point. Anything else, John?
Yeah, one of my main concerns is that there's so much Chinese tech floating around in America. We knew that in Desert Storm,
Hold on, I'm going to have you finish. I apologize. Just hold a little bit more. Caitlin Bennett's coming up. We'll get to everybody's call. Stay with us.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports, because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
As the caller, John, was saying, we're going to finish up with him, then go to Caitlin Bennett, and then more of your calls. As John was saying last segment, even back during Desert Shield, Desert Storm in 1990-1991, it came out that, I'm going from memory, like 25% of the defense chips in missiles and avionics and other systems were Chi-Com made and had back doors for them built in where they could get into them. Well, now that's all admitted. And when you realize that something like 90% of our drugs, I saw this number a few years ago and couldn't believe it, but it's upwards of 90% of the drugs in this country are made in China. And then they make the illegal fentanyl and ship it in mass, and it's something like 100 times stronger per dose than heroin. They just received massive tonnage of it last week coming in through the land corridor into Mexico, into the U.S. And it's just huge. When you start thinking about the level of treason, the Confucian Institutes that took over all the major universities with hundreds of millions of dollars per school in some cases like UT. Over $100 million the last 10 years or so was given to UT. And I was told about this by the feds and people I know 5 years ago. This year they shut down the funding to UT saying it was run by a Chinese general. They caught SMU being run by it. I mean, this is just in Texas in my local newspapers. So when we talk about this, folks, we're not just hyping this. When they say Russia is involved, that is a joke. The Chi-Coms are dominating. And the callers are rightfully saying, why doesn't Trump just arrest him or whatever? What it'll do to the stock market, what it'll do, it'll be a disaster. But not as big as a disaster as if we let them keep doing this. So Trump has totally taken the gloves off. He's ordered the U.S. government to tell U.S. companies to move out of China as fast as they can. And you bet it's a disruption. More than 70% of the stuff made in the world's made in China now. It's a joke of consumer goods. And that's the position the globalists put us in. And they've totally abused us, and they have nothing but arrogance towards us. So that's the position we're in. And I just marvel at all these people still betting against America with China. It's going to be a big deal. But the biggest is Apple giving the code keys early last year, Zen Reuters, to all of the Apple IDs. And Apple said, well, when you headquarter in China, that's what you do. The Chinese government is in control of all Apple products. They can get right into your phone anytime they want. Google's over there with them. And finally, Marco Rubio is talking about it. So when Marco Rubio, I talked to him last year, he made fun of me. He said, get out of my face when I politely brought it up. Well, now when the Ferengi ambassador is finally talking about something, then you know it's about to hit. So we're in a full war. Trump's being calm and polite about it. But we are in a war, not just a trade war. Finishing up with John in Georgia, you had some other points to make about that.
Yeah, exactly what you just saying. My main concern is that since China is so in depth in control of a lot of tech in the United States, you'd even mentioned on a few shows ago about the Batman scenario where they could actually map out and see things through the telecom. So now that China has Apple and Huawei, we'd call them in every facet. They've been caught. They haven't hid nothing. My concern is the awesome power that they now have to be able to listen to iPhones, map out things, and get any information they want at any time, military bases. Just think of soldiers that have these phones on military bases or in secret places.
Well, you just said it. I should have led the show with that. They're banning Huawei phones a couple of years ago, and now Huawei 5G, because they noticed the Chi-Coms are putting it in, for those that don't know, at cost in rural communities. But then the Pentagon 2 years ago went, wait a minute, they're putting them in only in rural communities right by military bases, particularly up in Iowa at the SAC base and other areas like that. So absolutely. And so Trump has to block it. He has to arrest the head of the company. I mean, we've got to take the gloves off, and Trump's doing it.
And they need to take control of Apple and all these things.
Well, that was my next point, and I forgot to make it. Thank you for reminding me. Apple's a bigger threat than Huawei. Apple's doing exactly what Huawei is. Apple has merged with the Chi-Coms. Great point.
Yeah, that's all I have. So I appreciate
it. Well, no, I interrupted you. Go ahead and make your point. You just be so excited to, like, you just, there's so many points we know, and I can't even lay them all out. You're just reminding me. It's insane. We could sit here for 10 days talking about Chinese infiltration.
Right. When you put them all together, though, just think of the awesome power that they now control. You have Google. You have Facebook. All these companies are aligned with China. Apple. Not only the small tech that we don't even talk about, the computer chips and the technology and refrigerators, car, everything. Everything we have, China at some point has a piece of it. And just think of the awesome power when you take all that technology and put it together and you want information, you're going to get it.
You're absolutely. Get it. God bless you. Well, that's why Google announced it 2 years ago. We're not working with the Pentagon or the U.S. government anymore. We are moving to China to work on their deep mind, and we're going to give them all the AI. China has been chosen because they'll have clones, they'll have killing of Christians, killing of Buddhists. They are totally evil, and the globalists are totally evil, so it is a match made in hell. Now, we're going to go to break, and for 15 minutes of the next hour, Caitlin Bennett is going to join us, and we'll continue with calls as well. And there's also a Central Texas gun shop owner and gun trainer, a good friend of mine, Michael Cargill, has been on the show many times over the years. He's all over the news now because right by where his really nice offices are in South Austin, there are homeless camps set up. There's homeless camps set up around where we're at in our area of Austin. And so you want to know about San Francisco or you want to know about all these places? The mayor admits that they are trying to collapse the society so that we, quote, take care of the poor. No, they're just advertising drug addicts and others coming into the cities, coming into the areas and just lounging around. The video they were about to show that we'll get to later is homeless guy shooting up heroin on his company's porch and then pooping. And that's what they do. They shoot the heroin, they pass out, they crap all over the place. And when you go on Skid Row, you see people everywhere just covered in feces, covered in flies, having sex. It's quite a sight. I'm not trying to be gross here, folks, but you think you've seen Hellraiser? You think you've seen horror movies? It's nothing on Skid Row. Imagine trannies having sex in piles of feces with flies all over them. Yes, I've seen it. I've smelled it, ladies and gentlemen. And I began beginning to vomit. And we started walking fast, and we ended up running with Katie Hopkins. Running. I've never run from a fight, but I did run from these shriveled trannies that appeared, well, I'm not going to give you more descriptions, but it was about 100 degrees, and it was hell on earth. And I'm going to stop there. We're going to go to break. Come back. Sorry. I'm going back to that horrible nightmare place. Caitlin Bennett, of course, is the Penn State gun girl. She's gotten famous the last 2 years. She just goes out and does good, sweet interviews that are smart. And they threatened to rape her. They threatened to kill her. They threatened to attack her. They do attack her. The left does. But who would ever know that Dan Crenshaw, also known as the gay pirate, well, nothing against the fact that he's a gay pirate. That's the nickname the girls have for him here in the office. No. Dan Crenshaw, the Navy SEAL, who is for gun control, and who basically, Texans, he lost his primary at first, thought that he was a Democrat, the stuff he checked off on. But the left's attacked him, and we don't agree with the left saying they want to kill him. Sometimes I think the Young Turks are trying to prop him up, though. But old Dan Crenshaw doesn't just talk about red flag laws. He still wants them. And by golly, he believes without any judicial stuff or even any threats, your guns should be taken. Well, he sends some really mean messages to Caitlin Bennett. And we'll talk more about that, not just that, when we come back. Stay with us. We're not going to just dwell on the gay pirate.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Continuing your phone calls. I see some on red flag laws as well. A lot of listeners actually got mad at me when I came out and I said, listen, Trump's not going to actually do the red flag laws. This is a tactic to get the left to come out and say they want total gun bans. Then they get nothing. But I said, Trump's still playing with fire, and I don't like it. Because it gives lip service to the lie that extrajudicial confiscation of guns without due process, without somebody breaking a law, is exactly what they've done in Europe and everywhere else, and it will lead to total confiscation. Well, Dan Crenshaw went further, and he put out his red flag ideas. He said, well, we're just talking about a family member that's concerned or a police officer. You mean a police officer that swears out a report that you threatened to kill somebody? Yeah, then take them until we find out what you're planning to do. That's already on the books. 42 times, the crazed shooter last February, last year, in Florida at Parkland, said he was going to kill people. He was known as a school shooter. He'd been kicked out of school. Under a leftist law they passed that minorities can commit crimes four times and not go to jail for it in many cases. Mr. Cruz was allowed to do that. He also threatened the FBI twice when they came to see him. Said, I'll kill you. He walked around saying, I'm going to kill you. Why did he have guns? It wasn't even legal for him to have them. And every other time it's the same. You have this Antifa shooter in Ohio. This other guy in Texas was. They just changed his social media. So Dan Crenshaw, hey, great. You went over and fought in the Middle East. Wonderful. Wash your eyeball. I don't agree with the Young Turks, Hassan Pecker, or Picker, whatever his name is, saying you want, you know, that you deserve to die or whatever. But we don't need to compromise on the Second Amendment. The Democrats say it's not about sensible gun laws. It's about taking our guns. And that's how the Revolutionary War started in 1776. They didn't say, oh, at Bunker Hill, well, some crazy guy might get a gun someday and hurt somebody, so you got to turn yours in. They said, we're coming to conquer you. We're taking your guns. So, Danny boy, you ought to go join the Democratic Party and be honest about what you're doing. Now, I don't want to spend time on him because he's not that important. You know, I know Saturday Night Live attacked him, and so that's what made him popular. And he probably would have got elected if it wasn't for that. Sometimes I think the left's making these statements against him to prop him up, because it made him get elected when he was losing. And it's the same thing with the Young Turks saying they want to, you know, kill him or whatever, and that makes him popular. I think we got a Trojan horse here on our hands. A lot of Texans think that, too. But that doesn't matter. The guy is now a pirate that wants to board us and take our guns. Now, people say, well, then aren't you mad at Trump? Well, you know, Trump shelved it. Crenshaw's still pushing it. And I don't want to be enemies with Crenshaw. Maybe he's a good guy, okay? But other than the eye patch mystique, you know, we've got a problem here. I don't want to spend all the time. I want to get into your concerns about red flag laws and Trump, Caitlin, because that's really who's important is President Trump. But obviously you did a video about this. It's on your webpage. We'll put on screen, Liberty Hangout. Tell folks that URL. And you did a nice 20-minute video that breaks it down. But specifically, he ridiculed you. He used psychological warfare tactics to tell you you were small and nobody and never responded to your very, very nice, lengthy messages when he first contacted you. So he thinks clearly he's smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, he thinks he's some intellectual genius over here. What he failed to really do is sit there and tell me, I will protect your rights. I'll make sure no one is able to hurt you and you're able to defend yourself. You could tell that he was so bothered by a little girl going out there and making a meme about him. All he wanted to do was criticize my activism, the way I do my reporting, and that's fine. That doesn't bother me. Dan Crenshaw isn't going to hurt my feelings. But what, even if I were like the worst person in the world, that has nothing to do with his position and power to be able to take my rights away from me. And all I was looking for was to convince him that his ideas of Republican red flag laws are no different than the left. That's like saying that democratic socialism is the same or different than socialism.
And let's not forget, we don't have time to go through it all, but I want you to give people your URL and also the name of the video that's gone viral, because, I mean, you show it and you read the whole thing, his messages to you, private messages on Twitter. He says, oh, we saw the bad thing you did at the Bernie event. You go in politely, sit there, and they throw you out, and he makes fun of you and goes, oh, look, you're a victim. You're First Amendment. Yeah. This guy sounds like a punk ass.
Yeah, so he just wanted to insult me, and the title of the video is just Dan Crenshaw messaged me, and that's at Liberty Hangout on our YouTube, and I break it all down. I go through, and I wasn't going to release the messages at first because I wanted to be respectful, even though he wasn't respectful towards me. But the more I read it, I was like, what the heck? People deserve to know what he's doing. So he kept trying to bait me into being rude to him. He kept trying to bait me into insulting him or making fun of him, because when he first messaged me, I just wanted to be like, okay, like, you're stupid. You're a grown man. Like, not only is he a Congress member, he's a grown man upset at a little girl tweeting about him. So he's kind of a soy boy, if I'm being honest, and Texans aren't going to reelect him, so I'm not too worried about his position in power, because he barely won, but he lost his primary, barely won when they did a runoff election, so I don't think that he's going to get reelected, and if I have anything to do with that, I'll take that with a badge of honor.
Well, folks, you go to libertyhangout.org and find all your powerful videos. They should bookmark it. They should share it. I watched it this weekend, but from memory, so we can put it up on screen. What's the name of your Dan Crenshaw video so folks can find it?
It's just Dan Crenshaw messaged me.
That's right. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Dan Crenshaw messaged conservative. Put that back up for me real quick, guys. I'd really appreciate that, the InfoWars story. Thank you. Dan Crenshaw, message, conservative reporter. What? The congressman reached out to InfoWars, Caitlin Bennett. And again, it took you 20 minutes to read all the messages back and forth, but people really ought to go hear it, because it sounds like some frat boy or something. And I don't mean a cool frat guy. I mean like the bad guy in the frat, because he could tell he's using psychological warfare on you, but it's very amateurish. It's very, very, he's trying to ridicule you, trying to make fun of you. And that's, why would he even spend his time doing that? This is weird.
Well, what I say and what I told him, and what people will see that if they watch the full 20-minute video, is that the fact that he felt the need to message me shows that he's bothered enough to know that what he's doing is wrong. And I feel like he's so deep into the rabbit hole of supporting red flag laws that when he gets called out, he has to try to insult somebody to, like, maybe, I guess, silence them. I don't know if he was trying to silence me or if he was just trying to make me feel bad for calling him a rhino. I don't know. But what he doesn't understand is I've been through so much. I get ridiculed so much from the right. It doesn't bother me anymore. I know who I am.
Well, exactly.
I know
what I stand up for. We're going to continue with you in the next hour and let you make these points and take some calls on red flag laws. But listen, you're an eloquent, smart, great lady. We're so honored to have you working with InfoWars. You've gone through so much, you know, deplatforming, harassment, and you've stood the test of time. So we wish he, as a Navy SEAL, big, strong, you know, tough guy, we wish he'd come here and defend that most precious of amendments, the Second Amendment, and not ridicule you for your first and side with Bernie Sanders. I think that's the big bombshell. But let me say this as we go to break and we'll come back with you. I don't know why he's called the gay pirate online. It's okay if he's gay. I think he's got a family and he's from Houston, a multi-generational Texan. That's great. But, you know, he's known as the gay pirate. He's known as the, you know, the gun confiscator, the anti-gun pirate. But really the name that sticks with me that he's been called is McCain 2.0. He needs to come out, say he's wrong, come out for the Second Amendment. McCain 2.0, we do not need Dan Crenshaw to do this and to be the new John McCain. We're going to come right back to you, Caitlin Bennett, in just a moment. Please don't forget. Only way we get the word out, only way we stay on air is you financially buying the products. You are our sponsor. You keep us on air. And we have two of the biggest sales ever on specific items. Only 10 days left, because that's how long we can do it at the sale. 50% off DNA Force Plus, the amazing best product we've got overall. Just go find out what it does with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the antioxidant, what it does for your heart, your brain, your telomeres. We can actually say it makes your telomeres last longer. This is important stuff. It's actually patented. It's incredible. You get a free 90-count deal of carnivore. That cost us $17 a bottle, the enzyme that dissolves the meat in your gut, in your intestines. It's so good. It's the next level, beyond probiotics, just like MycoZX is beyond probiotics. It's the yeast, the candida, the mold that's in your gut. Probiotics just create good bacteria and displace the bad ones. They're critical. But carnivore is the digestive enzyme, a 90 count, free. It cost us $17 a bottle, folks. That's what goes into this. It's the best enzyme out there. It'll blow you away. You definitely need to experience it. And you get some real vitality, 50% off, and get a 30 count bottle of carnivore. That's over a $7 value. Normally sold for like 30 bucks, discount at 20. We're giving it to you free at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of those two specials on Super Mill Vitality and DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsLife.com. Without you, we'll be here. With you, we will prevail.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.